7.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Colin Economics Report. I'm Al Colin. Appreciate you joining me. Got a couple of old friends helping me open up the show. Alan Butler from Butler on Business and Jay Taylor. I've known Jay and his lovely wife, Teresa, and their son, Scotty, for, Jay, I'll bet you it's been 20 years now.
More decades than we'd like to
admit. More decades than we'd like to admit. But, you know, we're going to open up the show on kind of a philosophical note. And that is, I was chatting with Alan on his show, Butler on Business, this past week. And I made the remark that, you know, right now, Western Europe certainly and the United States certainly are in a real pickle economically. And realistically, there are a number of ways that pickle can be unsalted, for lack of better terms, you know, and one of them is what the three of us believe. And what the three of us believe is that the house needs to be torn down, or at least it needs to be remodeled significantly. If you take that tact, you're going to have some real hardship, for lack of better terms. The other way to look at it, and we personally don't think that it's correct, but a lot of people do, and that is what the Federal Reserve is doing and the central banks in other countries are doing, and that is quantitative easing. Kick the can down the road, continue to put more currency into the system, and that way, as long as the citizens buy into that being the correct approach, you're not really going to have much in the way of short-term hardship, okay? I believe that short-term hardship is necessary. I believe that the house has to be remodeled. Jay, let's start out with you. What do you think?
Well, there's no question about it. I think, though, that we are having hardships in America right now in spite of QE Infinite. You know, if you really get beyond the East Coast and the West Coast and maybe a couple of bigger cities, basically it's tough times out there. The unemployment levels, if you use John Williams' numbers, are, you know, 18%, something like that. The inflation rate is considerably higher than what the government admits. And if they use the same measure, the same means of measuring inflation as they did previously, which was to take the same basket of goods and services year after year instead of all this hedonic price adjustments and substitution adjustments and all that, we would be looking at inflation rates that are 8 or 9%. And you put those two together and you realize that we've never come out of this post-Lehman Brothers recession. And I know with my family in Ohio that times are very, very tough back there. The purchasing power of salaries are lower. The nominal value of salaries are lower since manufacturing jobs have gone overseas. We are in a recession. We've never come out of it in spite of QE. So they can con us into believing that things are really okay. And I guess as long as people are passive, if they can watch Desperate Housewives or they can watch football or baseball or whatever and be entertained that way and not pay attention to what's really going on and not paying attention to what our policymakers are doing and what our elected officials are doing, then okay, I guess in one way of looking at it, yeah, we don't have a revolution right now, but we have a continually, you know, we're continuing to suffer and the country is continuing to get worse economically. So, yeah, but I think that, yeah, I think we all three agree that we need a very major overhaul. Remodeling might be too mild, Al. I think we need to go back to 1776. We need to go back to limited government and let the people be free. But do the people want to be? Because we all want entitlements now. We want to get our Social Security back, right?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and you know, as we progress on this conversation, I want to talk about the entitlement mentality and what I think that's doing to the country. And you know, Jay, I mean, you know, we've had this conversation ad nauseum at your house and at our house, and when we've done stuff together with the wives, and we both are complete in agreement with you know, on this particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. B, what do you think?
I think everything I've heard so far, I agree with wholeheartedly.
The only caveat I would throw in there, where Jay said, despite QE, I'd almost argue it's because of QE that this recession continues to linger. One example I would like to point to is when the tech bubble burst back in early March 2000. Nobody rushed in to bail out the tech companies. Mm-hmm. That recession was allowed to do its work. Mm-hmm. And when you have these economic imbalances that we have seen, and I would attribute a lot of that to the Fed's monetary policies, the recession is the cure. And it's like the best analogy I can use is almost like when you've got a flu or some sort of virus, yeah, the fever is not comfortable, but it's the fever that kills the virus. We, rather than kicking the can down the road trying to forestall this inevitable recession, we should embrace it and allow it to cure these economic imbalances. And that would be one of my suggestions. Call it remodeling the house, call it tearing down the house and rebuilding it, but that is what the recession would do for us. And unfortunately, because of the Fed's fixation on its banker buddies, all the attention, I did an interview with Neil Barofsky, the fellow who he was the inspector general who ran the TARP program. And Neil was telling me about an expletive-laced conversation he had with then-Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, in which Geithner told him that their mission was to foam the runway for the banks and to let them earn their way out of their insolvency. Well, mission accomplished. Unfortunately, it's the rest of us that are paying the price. And, you know, we've all talked about privatized profits and socialized losses, but that's been the game plan, the model.
I kind of think the reason that has been the model is about fourfold or fivefold. One of them is the politicians, number one, don't want to lose their jobs, okay? Dr. Bernanke doesn't want to lose his job. Now, admittedly, he's not a politician, theoretically. He's appointed, but the fact of the matter is none of these guys want to lose their jobs. And I would maintain that as employees of ours, because theoretically they are employees of ours, I would maintain that they probably ought to be terminated and a new batch ought to be brought in, because I think that what's going on in government right now really is very, very detrimental to our society, you know, and that kind of kicks into another subject that I'd like to chat about is the entitlement aspect of our society. I mean, what made America great for a few hundred years is people worked like hell, okay? They took chances. They worked hard. And as a result of that, we got some of the real giant industrial concerns in the world. General Motors, Ford Motor Company, etc. We got huge retailers, huge successful retailers. Sears Roebuck and Company, JCPenney, Marshall Field, etc. Okay? And then people got soft, people got they had all the time in the world for the easy way out, which is the entitlement mentality. And I have to tell you, I really question if philosophically the United States can change out of that mentality, because so many people are in it. Jay, I'm going to give you the final word, but we've only got about 30 seconds until we have to run to a break.
I think you make a good point, Al. I don't think that the people, I don't think we're ready. It's a different time, and I don't think the American people are ready for the rugged individualism that our country was built on. I think that we've grown soft, and I think that's probably a product of all the prosperity we've had.
We have grown soft. You know, that's been a product of our success, which is really unfortunate, and I have to tell you, come hell or high water, gentlemen, that has to change. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jay Taylor and Alan Butler. We're going to talk more about this topic.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and On demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1562.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.60, $800.80 for a half ounce, or $400.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.60, $800.80, and $400.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here with Jay Taylor and Alan Butler. We're chatting about the difference between remodeling / rebuilding or basically doing what the government is doing right now to try to get the economy back on track. You know, and I made a comment at the end of the last, just before the break, my comment had to do with the entitlement society that we're in. And then during the break, Jay was talking about why we went off the gold standard back in the 70s under Nixon. And he said, you know, the reason we went off, according to Robert Prechter anyway, the reason we went off the gold standard is because we didn't have a choice, because people did not want to put up up with the discipline instilled by an asset-based currency. I agree with that 1,000%. I would maintain that America has evolved to the point today, though, where people don't want to put up with the discipline of minimal retirement. So let's start with you, Alan. What do you think? Am I right?
I agree with you. There is one thing that might shed light on Nixon's actions, and of course at the time I was a young man, I wasn't paying any attention to it, but the French had actually brought cargo ships into Boston Harbor to pick up their gold.
Mm-hmm.
And with faced with that, Nixon closed the international gold window.
Yeah.
You know, when FDR de facto took us off a gold standard, loosely tied us to gold, and then in short order, devalued it from 1/20th of an ounce of gold, the dollar, to 1/35th of an ounce of gold. The foreign interest could still present dollars and redeem it for gold. And in response to all the inflation that we were creating in the late 60s and early 70s, the French had had enough, as others had. And the French had actually sent cargo ships over, got all the way into the port of Baltimore, and demanded their physical gold, then Nixon closed the gold window.
Yeah.
So one could argue he was essentially declaring bankruptcy.
Exactly. Jay, let's talk about the concept of society's getting soft, though. I think our society is getting damn soft, and I think that's a shame.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know that there's any answer for that, Al. Maybe it's a cyclical thing that, you know, societies have to go through. I don't think Americans, first of all, I think Americans are very ignorant about where liberty and freedom and prosperity comes from. They think it comes from the government. Well, what is the government? The government's resources come from the people. The people's resources come from economic activity. So the government is discouraging economic activity. As David Stockman says, the government, Mr. Bernanke, is the worst, by far, the worst Federal Reserve chairman we've ever had, because he is destroying capitalism from the inside out. If you hold interest rates at zero, and what you're doing is penalizing the people that work and save and rewarding the people that do nothing. So once we went off the gold standard, we started printing money. I just have to keep going back to a professor that I had in college in 1967 who was convinced that there was a correlation between the honest money, hard money, and morality and a work ethic. So you start to tell people they can have something for nothing and they're entitled to have something for nothing. Hey, you know, we'll almost all of us will take you up on that. If you want to give us something for nothing, why not? Have your cake and eat it too, why not? So that's where I think we're at. And the worst part is people don't understand the connection between, work, honesty, honest hard work, and taking responsibility for your own actions. And so we're always looking and blaming someone else for our problems and always looking to big government for the solution. And as Ronald Reagan said, big government is the problem, not the solution.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I mean, I hate to bring church into it, but boy, I'll tell you, there is such truth to that. Mr. Butler, you agree or disagree?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think that's why we're buddies.
Yeah. No, we're buddies because we like to drink moonshine and watch football, right? That's the only thing in our lives. You know,
don't think so. I mean, I have a hard time breathing the same air with some of my friends that see life the opposite way, that don't understand this because, darn it, they're stealing from me. I mean, government is robbing people of private property. And as Ilana Mercer said on my show, this is really when government starts taking your property, it's just a few steps away from them taking your life, your very lives. This is really what people don't understand. This is pernicious, what's going on here. This is socialism. This is fascism. This is a horror show that's unwinding in slow motion before our eyes right now here in America.
Ethan, what do you think about that, Alan?
I think we are living in interesting times. Did you ever think that people generations from now will look back to the once mighty U.S. dollar and speak of this as the age in which it fell from grace? And yet we've got a front row seat for it.
We have a front row seat for it. And you know what? You got to take care of yourself, your family, and your loved ones. And there's absolutely no question about that. Let's take a minute apiece, Jay. How do you think people ought to do that?
So I think you have to try to secure property for yourself and keep it safe, because the government clearly is demonstrating that they're willing to take it away. I mean, this is nothing new that's going on. What happened in Cyprus was a brave new, I think, is a real brazen effort on the part of government to just rob us in broad daylight, as opposed to sneakingly doing it with through inflation. So I think the warning signals are out there. And if anybody says, oh, our government isn't allowed to do that, phooey. Our government does what they want to do when they, and they'll find a reason to do it for our own good. They'll find a reason to take our property for our own good. Just as they bailed out the banks, they will make exceptions to the laws as it fits their purposes. So I think what people have to do is secure, I mean, it's gold and silver to start with. It's tangible items that you can own and hold that you're going to need. And I would say that all-in-one preparedness at my website, jtaylormedia.com, is one place people can go to get the kinds of things they're going to need when all hell breaks loose. I hope it doesn't. I pray it doesn't. But to me, I think it's almost inevitable when I see a financial system that's starting to disintegrate globally and in the United States.
How about you, Alan?
Well, just thinking of what Jay just said, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And to one of Jay's other points on property, you know, the original draft of the Declaration of Independence was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Absolutely.
And they changed the property, the term property, because they thought life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that they were being redundant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the vision of our founding fathers that we should have life, we should have liberty, and we should have property. So I couldn't agree with my friend, Jay, anymore, as well as you, Al.
Well, you know, I want to wrap this particular train of thought up by saying a couple of things. Number one, Jay's website and certainly Alan's website are mentioned on our website. So if you want to go to either, you know, any of Jay's sites or Alan's sites, simply go to our favorite site section, and they're linked up right there. The three of us are kind of starting to work together, the three musketeers here, in the sense that Alan has started an internet network, for lack of better terms, called this libertyradio.com. We've got we will have the link to that particular website also on our website, and you can hear not only Jay and Alan and Peter Schiff and other folks, but you can hear an awful lot of people simply by going to that particular website. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back after this commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, I have to tell you, one of the real joys of doing this particular show is I get to chat with people like Alan Butler and Jay Taylor, you know, a couple of very, very interesting guys. And I think you have to admit that, you know, we're all on the same wavelength, for lack of better terms. We all agree that things are probably not as they seem, so to speak. The very good possibility that the emperor is riding around town and not wearing any clothes. It's just, it's an interesting time, but this interesting time that we're involved in right now is really carrying over into the resource sector. And, you know, Kathy and I, as listeners are aware, are very, very involved as investors in the resource sector of the stock market. We're probably at this point in time 40% in hard assets / hard asset based securities, probably 25 or better percent in the conventional market and about 25% or better in the real estate sector. I try to get as much insight as I can into the resource sector, though. You know, in addition to talking with people like Jay and Alan and Bob Moriarty and all the rest of them, I also like to get input from folks who are actually in the trenches, you know. And a good example of somebody who's been involved in this industry, you know, getting his hands dirty, rolling up his sleeves, etc., for over 35 years is Bob Kramer. Bob is a chartered accountant in Canada. He's a certified public accountant in the United States. He's been involved, as I said, in the business for about 35 years. He is currently the chairman and CEO of a company called Canamex. Bob, what's it going to take to turn this thing around, or is it going to turn around?
Well, I certainly believe that it is going to turn around. There's no question about that. If there's one thing that's constant in this life, as I'm sure you would agree, it's change.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly believe we're getting very close. I look for things like in this reporting, last reporting cycle, many of the senior producers took very significant write-downs mm-hmm. on projects that they've been working on for some time. There have also been some pretty significant changes at the C level in many of those senior companies. And I think that's the kind of thing that has to occur while we're at the point where the change starts to really take effect, and the page needs to be turned, and it has to start at the top and then work its way down to the junior resource sector, which is obviously where Canamex resides and where I am most focused.
I've been involved in the junior resource sector for an awful long time, and I agree with you. You know, the pendulum swings both ways. There's no question about that. I think that we're in a situation right now that is perhaps a bit more dramatic than anything that I've seen in the last 35 or 40 years. But, you know, by the same token, I'm seeing a lot of the quote unquote experts out there who feel as you do and as I do that this too shall change. I devoted about an hour of the program 2 weeks ago to John Embry and Rick Rule, you know, and you don't get much better than those guys in terms of A, experience and B, intelligence. And the one comment that they made, Bob, is that, boy, talk about being able to buy assets right now for pennies on the dollar. The time has never been as good, you know, for that to happen.
I certainly agree with that, and that, again, I think is a classic sign of, if not a bottom, certainly being very close to or in the bottom. And
yeah.
I actually feel in the bottom is probably a better description of where we are. Obviously, this is not an attempt to call it to the day or the hour, which is impossible. But I think the fact that we are in the bottom is important, and I think evidenced by exactly what you just said.
I have never seen a more perfect storm for the hard asset sector. But having said that, within that perfect storm, we seem to be in a bit of, I would say, a trough between some very major waves right now. And I really believe that that's the case. The conventional stock market is approaching new highs almost on a daily basis. Gold seems to be, in a lot of people's opinion, breaking down. Last Wednesday, some of the pundits came out and said this is the end of the bull market in gold. I personally do not believe that. I don't think we're even close to that. But a lot of people are saying that. And I think that is obviously has a negative effect on what's going on in the resource stock market. But I have to tell you, about the middle of last week, I was looking at some of our positions, and a lot of these junior companies are coming back. Any comments?
I think we're at that point where part of what has had to happen was a segregation between those companies that have the ability during this exploration season to actually explore and those that just simply don't because they don't have the cash. So I think one has to separate those two categories, and unfortunately there are many hundreds of companies that are in the position where they do not have cash or have realistic access to cash, so they're just not going to be exploring. I think what's going to happen in this, as we move further into 2013 and results start to come out from those companies that are exploring, I think it'll just be a smaller group that are putting things up on the board, and the audience indeed may be more focused than it might otherwise be. So that's got to be the kind of the silver lining, if you were, in this difficult environment.
I tell you, Bob, I agree with you 100% that is a silver lining. John Kaiser came out a couple months ago or 3 months ago and said that he felt that somewhere between 500 and 550 of the junior companies listed on the TSX Venture Exchange would probably drop off the board. And he cited companies that really didn't have adequate cash to keep on going. He cited companies that really didn't have defined assets. And, you know, I have to agree with him that I think that process, I guess, for lack of better terms, as hard as it is, I'm kind of glad to see it happen because, you know, I've noticed over the years that oh, for lack of better terms, the level of sophistication in our industry has really, really tightened up. I mean, the management today is so much better qualified, both from a technical standpoint and from a business standpoint than they were when I got started in the business back in the 80s or so. I think, quite frankly, what's going on right now, as you say, as hard as it might be, is probably a good thing.
I agree with you. I think it's necessary for that to occur, for the healing, that process to complete, and then we're ready for the next cycle. I mean, the simple reality is I think we also have to look at the backdrop that, as to what is going on with countries around the world. Most recent example is Japan,
mm-hmm.
Where the central banks are just flooding the system with money. And ultimately, there seems to be a race to the bottom with these fiat currencies, which, in my view, at a point, and at a point is obviously the key phrase, that will reflect itself, I think, very positively in the price of gold. So I certainly am one of those that absolutely believes that we are nowhere near the end of the bull market in gold, given what's going on in the financial sector and in really all the major Western countries.
You're a pretty sophisticated guy, Bob. We're down to, and I hate to only give you about a minute here, but you know, from your background as a financial expert, both with a chartered accountant and a CPA, tell us. I personally think this was a necessary thing to happen. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. You said earlier the pendulum swings both ways, and certainly that is true. The market moves from fear cycles and greed cycles. We've obviously been in that fear cycle for some time in this space, and I believe the cleansing process has begun, significantly begun, actually. And when it turns, it can be quite dramatic. We've seen that in the past as well. So the old expression, I think, darkest before the dawn, probably describes where we are at the moment.
I would agree 100%. I got to tell you, I have a certain amount of comfort being associated with Canamex when you got a guy as sophisticated and as educated as Bob Kramer running the company. Bob, thank you so much, my friend.
Al, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione, the number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Trigger Rod, Roger Wiegand, reporting for the Corlin Economics Report. Big Al asked me to do a spot for the weekend for him, and I'm filling in his absence. We're remarking this afternoon on what happened on gold on Friday, as well as some other markets. Gold on Friday morning on the June futures opened at $1,560. It did touch a high of $1,564, just $4 up, and then fell down to 1476 with a loss of about 75. And then in after-hours trading on the June futures, it proceeded to sell off even more, down $89. The last price, as we speak, is 1476. Silver did something similar. It was down 7% today. I should say yesterday, silver was $25.76 after the close. Our key point on price for silver was $26.62. We have now closed below that significantly, and that was my line in the sand, which means that silver now is in a position where it could sell off quite a bit more. Of course, our question then becomes, how much more is more? Let's back up a minute and talk about what happened here in regard to the setups coming into these markets based upon the fundamentals and the technicals. The conditions in Europe have been deteriorating steadily for the last 2 weeks. As we reported today on our Let Us Trade Radio program, six countries in Europe are now in severe deterioration conditions. Those would be Greece, Portugal, Italy, Spain, the UK, and also Ireland. The UK hasn't been on the list, but it's getting really close. Italy and Spain right now are the two that are creating the most effect, primarily because they are so large. In addition to that, Italy is operating with no government. It's been a few weeks now since they had the vote. There was no majority and no new government has been formed. In the United States, we have elected officials in the Congress, the executive, and in the courts, but they can't seem to do anything, so they might as well not even be there either. What are these conditions doing right now? Silver, as a response to gold, fell more at 7%. Gold went down 5.7%. We got a report today from Jim Sinclair on the email that this was a concerted effort to put up jobs, so to speak, by the Federal Reserve to knock back gold. They've got to keep gold suppressed, because if the prices take off, and in particular they fly back to that 1900 plus high, 1923, all things could go upside down very quickly beyond fear and security. The gold investors and traders and the silver investor and traders are very clear in their mind as to what they can see coming in the future based upon all the overprinting and dilution in bonds and currency. Along with the U.S. has been doing this for a long time. The U.S. has gotten away with it due to size, but what's happened here in the past couple of weeks or so is that Japan has come in, and in an effort to get out of 2% deflation and move into 2% inflation, is now going to print currency and bonds to the tune of 45% of GDP each year for the next 2 years. Keep in mind that Japan now is sitting with 220% of debt to GDP. The United States is somewhere north of 90 to 190. Nobody can put a figure on it exactly. Some of the other nations are in equal abysmal condition. And keep in mind, too, that any country historically in the past that has created debt beyond 70% of GDP has never been able to recover. So what does that mean? That means there's got to be devaluation. There's got to be more of the same in the printing part of it until we get more inflation and perhaps hyperinflation. John Williams, our friend at ShadowStats.com, and myself have similar numbers. Mine are obviously much more rough than his. He's got some very elegant systems for recording what he does, but we're in the same ballpark. John's got 22 and a fraction unemployment in the U.S. I've got 25. John's got nearly 50 million people on food stamps. I say you might as well round it at 50 million. In addition to that, we've got other countries that have more severe unemployment, depending on where you are, what region, and what age group. By example, Spain has 54% of their under-25s eligible to work who don't have a job. That's more than half. I don't know what it is in Greece, but Greece is so decimated right now. The young people that are still there are trying to go to school and learn a language so they can leave the country permanently. Greece has a lot of expatriates going to Australia, by example. Ireland has the same kind of a situation. Ireland, some time ago, renounced repayment of the European central debt they had taken on, their government, and then they said, we're not going to pay it, but then they said they would, and now they're saying, no, they don't want to, but now they can't pay it. They don't have the money. Iceland prices take off, and in particular, things could go upside down very quickly, beyond fear and fly back to that 1900-plus high, 1923. All things could go upside down very quickly, beyond fear and security. The gold investors and traders and the silver investor and traders are very clear in their mind as to what they can see coming in the future based upon all the overprinting and dilution in bonds and currency. Along with the U.S. has been doing this for a long time, is that Japan has come in, and in an effort to get out of 2% deflation and move into 2% inflation, and in an effort to get out of 2% deflation, currency and bonds to the tune of 45% of GDP each year for the next 2 years. Keep in mind that Japan now is sitting with 220% of debt for the next 2 years. keep in mind that Japan now is sitting with 220% of debt to GDP. The United States is somewhere north of 90 to 190. Nobody can put a figure on it exactly. Some of the other nations are in equal abysmal condition. And keep in mind, too, that any country in the historically in the past that has created debt beyond 70% of GDP has never been able to recover. So what does that mean? That means there's got to be devaluation. There's got to be more of the same in the printing part of it until we get more inflation and perhaps hyperinflation. John Williams, our friend at ShadowStats.com, and myself have similar numbers. Mine are obviously much more rough than his. He's got some very elegant systems for recording what he does, but we're in the same ballpark. John's got 22 and a fraction unemployment in the U.S. I've got 25. John's got nearly 50 million people on food stamps. I say you might as well round it at 50 million. In addition to that, we've got other countries that have more severe unemployment, depending on where you are, what region, and what age group. By example, Spain has 54% of their under 25s eligible to work who don't have a job. That's more than half. I don't know what it is in Greece, but Greece is so decimated right now, the young people that are still there are trying to go to school and learn a language so they can leave the country permanently. Greece has a lot of expatriates going to Australia, by example. PN Central debt they had taken on, their government, renounced repayment of the European, but then they said they would, and not PN Central debt they had taken on, their government, and then they said, we're not going to pay it, but then they said they would, and now they're saying, no, they don't want to, but now they can't pay it. They don't have the money. Iceland prices take off, and in particular, things could go upside down very quickly, down fear and fly back to that 1900-plus high, 1923. All things could go upside down very quickly, down fear and security. The gold investors and traders and the silver investor and traders are very clear in their mind as to what they can see coming in the future based upon all the overprinting and dilution in bonds and currency.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.